Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back at the PC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. The guys are going to be joining us on Radio Row. The Bio Accelerator team is going to be
nice.
There. They're bringing a couple, legends?
Legends. All right.
I'm not sure Quentin's on our legend list of the top 20 UFC fighters of all time.
Rampage?
He was more Pride.
Yeah.
Came over. But Quentin Rampage Jackson will be stopping by Radio Row. Chuck Liddell will be stopping by Radio Row.
Nice.
Adam Field from 8-Man Strong will be stopping by. We're going to have, I don't know if it's going to be a cooler or a display case of Bucked Up energy drinks that we're going to be giving away.
Sweet.
We're going to have some whiskey baskets from Lizette to give away.
Yeah.
Possibly some honey.
Yeah, some Texas hot honey.
I know we're talking about that. So Steve and I are going to be busy. What are you going to be doing that week?
I'm going to be looking for opportunity. that's what makes America so great, right? It's just like right now.
At least you're honest.
In New York City, right now, during a snowstorm, a guy built an igloo, and then he rented it out on Airbnb for $200 a night. God bless America. Well, you can make an igloo, and then rent it out on Airbnb.
Where did he build this?
I think it's Central Park.
Really?
Yeah. Brilliant.
And big enough to rent it out.
Brilliant.
Or just it's like a tent.
I mean, doesn't matter.
Well,
I mean, New Yorker builds igloo in Brooklyn, listed on Airbnb for $200.
Oh, listed. It didn't say.
Oh my God. Brilliant. Brilliant.
How cold is it in there? Is it heated?
I think that would be an extra charge.
It's an upcharge.
Yeah. You gotta. But your stay would be.
Oh,
limited.
So you're like we went to this 80s place. And we ordered a burger, and then the person said, do you want fries or tots? So we answered. And then after we then looked at the menu. It's an upcharge.
Oh, yeah, if he said the wrong thing.
Well, no, he should have said, there's an upcharge, which is not, well, do you want fries or tots with it? So that's the case here with the igloo.
I don't know. I think if you go on Airbnb and you see an igloo is for rent, I think you know what you're getting. Like, that's misleading the way they did the upcharge thing, because they gave you they made it seem like it was a choice, like on a cruise ship. You know, that was one of the things that messed me up this week was, do you know what Johnny Rockets is, Randy?
Yes, I do.
So they have a Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, there's some restaurants on cruises
on the cruise ship
that you pay.
Why would I go and pay for Johnny Rockets when all the buffet and all these other restaurants and all the food are already included? Like, why would you go pay? Like, it seems like a dumb business model to put a Johnny Rockets on a cruise ship.
Except for they're always full.
Which is crazy. People don't make good decisions.
Well, you know, like when we went on the cruise, there was an upcharge. But, you know, you would get like two specialty dinners for like $50. Which comes down to like $12 for, now they limit and it's not the all you can eat. You know, a lot of that stuff has changed.
Right.
Like, you know, I think I have the all-time record of the most lobster tails that I shoved down my gullet in one sitting.
Really?
Well, you want to see something? Do you want to enjoy something? Do you want to sit back and videotape something? Let's go to, I think it's called, I know what it's called. I'm just deciding if I want to say their name. Maggiani's.
Oh, okay.
Maggiano's. Yeah. For the family style.
Okay.
I typically call them and warn them first.
Okay.
A, I'm coming. And B, how many muscles do you have on hand?
Wow.
Yeah. It's
really
bad. Yeah, it's bad.
So if you get the Applebee's promotion.
I can't wait.
But it's not unlimited.
No, it's not unlimited, but I don't want to advertise.
What's the best unlimited buffet around Tampa Bay? Like if we wanted to go.
I don't think there is one.
Buffets aren't really a thing anymore.
Well, no. In Vegas, they're not either. But, you know, I used to like the one in Orlando that was lobster. And I was taught that you could tell the difference between a male and a female lobster.
Oh.
And this is true.
By which bathroom they use?
Well, no, they use the non-gender bathroom.
Of course.
That there is a way you turn it over in, like, the front, like... whatever those things are. I don't remember which is which, but the smaller is one or the other.
Okay.
And you would ask, well, why do you care? Because the females have all the roe and stuff in it, where the males don't.
Okay.
So I can eat 3 male lobsters in the time it takes to clean and eat 1 female.
Wow.
And you want to eat as many as you can before you get full.
Sure. And you got to stay away from the butter. Doesn't the butter make you more full?
Yeah. Well, I don't do butter. I don't do... You know, the arguments I've been in at the Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah.
I remember one was in Ohio. I was with a bunch of the UFC judges. And, you know, you've got that little coin, red and green.
Sure.
So I put the green right away. And they're like, no, the salad bar's up there. I said, good for the salad bar up right there. I don't want the salad bar. Oh, no, you have to go to the salad bar. I said, no, I don't. This happened at the one we go to in Vegas as well. I'm like, get the manager over here. I'm not going to the salad bar. Even if it was the best crap on earth, I'm not going to the salad bar. Green, meat, let's go.
There's no buffet around here that's like worth talking about?
Not that I know of.
Really?
You know, not that's outstanding. I mean, there's a sushi one around Tyrone that's okay, but it's not outstanding.
That's what I want to do. I grew up, I want to own a restaurant.
I want to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, which one?
Well, good one. So if you can find a good buffet, you know, let me know. You know, if anybody listening out there.
If they send us the best buffet in the list, then they can win the tickets. Instead of like the game show with the Bucks game.
But how do you decide what's the best?
Well, we'll go.
Oh, so we're going to go to like 50 buffets. And we're going to go to it before January 30th.
Well, you got to be ready for the food fight. Got to have training camp.
Well, I'm ready.
You can't just show up to the food fight and not train.
See, this is what I do at the food fight. So, you know, I test every chef's. And, one of the fighters that was scheduled to be on and we never got the phone numbers, I wanted to ask Marc-Andre Barreiro was a cook before he moved to South Florida. I want to know what's the difference first between, and not you answering, I wanted him to answer,
okay,
the difference between a cook and a chef,
okay,
first of all. And he has 2 culinary diplomas.
Oh, man.
So wouldn't that make him a chef?
That's a chef.
Right?
He's a skill.
Right.
Like a cook is just like somebody like cooking stuff on a grill.
I got to be honest, I was throwing you under the bus big time, and then I even crossed it out. You see, I crossed it out.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you know, you make pizzas, you think you're a chef. Believe me, you're not. What's the difference, blah, 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 blah. So,
I mean, I think if you take the time to go get a certification, anything
taught. He's just taught,
right? I mean, you're a classically trained chef. I mean, he got a certification.
2.
I have none.
Right.
Right.
I understand.
I'm a certified G though.
In what?
I don't know. I think that's just a new.
It's a
slang.
Name. It's just like a slang.
A certified, certified pimp.
Whatever.
I'm going to be a certified pimp with this hat.
So what I was saying is, so what I do at the food fight, which will be January 30th, I suggest everyone does this as well. I first go and I hit every table.
Okay.
Okay. And then I decide which ones I like.
And so you try everything.
Well,
is there anything you won't try? Like, I mean,
no.
You eat all the fish, you eat all
I'll
the
eat anything.
Escargot,
yeah.
You eat, you know, whatever the weird stuff is.
You know, especially, you know, these are on little... You know, so it's not like a big portion. So, yeah, I would try anything. So I go and I start on one side. It's either the Tampa or the St. Pete side. You know, you go up and down. It's, you know, 20 tables or so. So I do the left side. Then I do the right side.
Okay.
By the time I get done with the right side, I've forgotten what was on the left side.
Sure.
So I have to start over and I have to document. Then I go do it again.
Okay.
Both sides. Then I rule out which ones I don't like.
But do you switch back? So, like, cause when you first get there, you're just hungry. So the flavors taste better. After a certain point,
you never
get full.
I never knew there was really taste to flavors. I just eat.
Right. Oh, but then, like, so you should start out left side, go all the way through to the right side, then right side back through to left side.
Yeah.
That way you're extremely full at the fullest.
I'm never full, but okay. So then I go through the second round.
Okay.
And I cross off the ones I didn't like.
Okay.
Then I go hit the third ones of the ones I like. And then I start narrowing it down.
And you're going to do vegan food as well?
I've tried it.
Is that part of it?
If they have it, I probably would only eat it once.
Yeah.
You know, I would rule it out. And I
mean, you know how good meat is.
Well, I was going to say, typically you were at the top of the list if you're meat, if it's meat.
I mean, meat is so good that vegans pretend to eat it.
Right.
That's how good it is. Right. Like, they're like, man, like, this really looks like the same thing. So
we are going to give away at least two pair.
Okay.
I'm thinking about giving away your ticket. You don't want to go to. You didn't go to it last year.
Well, why didn't I go?
Because that was the one time in a year that you actually worked at the pizza shop.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm there this time.
Well, we'll see.
I got plenty of time.
That one ticket's either going to you or your wife, and I really like her more.
If you have two, I'll take my wife.
I don't want you there. I want her there. And
well, she's great.
Okay. All right, let's hit a break, and we'll see how we can get in trouble in the next break as well.
This is
Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff's 8-Man Strong Bucked Up Energy Drink and Wicks Up.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs, watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live.
That's three steps. We've heard it. I like three steps.
Lawrence Taylor. New York Giant.
That's your. If you go to Vegas in a couple weeks, and the jury's still out on whether you're going to be there or not.
I'll absolutely be there.
Well, there's nothing absolute. Your job is to get new liners.
I will. Yeah. But I was bringing up the New York Giants because Tommy DeVito, the quarterback who went viral this year.
Because he won a game.
because he won a game, because he had, you know, the little Guido look, the mafia thing or whatever. I don't know if that's a thing. Can I say Guido?
I don't think so. I was going to say that.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
Like a little Italian dude?
Yeah.
Like a little thing?
I think it is.
Some mafia thing?
Yeah, and so some pretty big Italian dudes are going to be out the door.
There's no big Italian dudes. Look, they all get their suits made at Build-A-Bear. They're like little short guys. Like nobody's afraid. Who's afraid of the mafia? Are you afraid of a mafia? There was a lot of time an Italian mafia guy walked in. We're like, ooh, that guy's scary. But anyway. Back to the New York thing. Tommy DeVito went back to the pizzeria in Brooklyn. He must have got the igloo. Maybe he rented it on Airbnb. But he was, you know, forced to do another public event.
I don't know if he was forced.
Wow, come on. I mean, maybe he's not mafia forced. Maybe he's not, like, officially, you know.
Why don't you give your address as well?
198570 Manual Business. but the point is, because of the public backlash and because of the promoter got involved and was trying to gouge prices and it was a bad look for the PR of this young football player, he had to go and do an event, and then somehow had to go back and do another one to show that, you know, he's really a good guy. Or I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about the scenario being played out, or you've been around the sports for so long, you're a legend in sports talk radio. What athletes have had to do things publicly to make it look like they're good, or they made a mistake and they have to go fix it, but in reality they don't want to be there?
I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, case in point, we were at $1 the other day, and there was a particular player. I think it was Winfield Jr. And the media wanted to talk to him.
Because that goal line stand was incredible.
Well, no, not that. It was, obviously, they wanted to talk to him about the Pro Bowl stuff.
Oh, okay.
And a particular local radio TV guy went and said, hey, because now they do a thing with the backdrop, and, you know, we can still talk to the guys at their locker, but they try to do it because that's their backdrop. So they went over and they asked him, you know, would you come over? And he said, yeah. And as he was walking by, he asked one of the PR people, he goes, do I have to do this? And they said, no. So he turned around and went back to his locker. You know, so you don't have to do this stuff. You know, in that particular case, what happened, allegedly, was his agent agreed to a deal. The player agreed to the deal. And again, we don't know who did what, whatever. We're going to throw the agent under the bus because certainly, you know.
He was fired for,
you know,
it.
He did as well. After he went and played. And played well, then they tried to double the agreed-upon price. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, they told him to stick it, as well they should have. And then when it got out, I guess the quarterback fired the guy. Or I've seen it before.
Right.
You know, I've helped athletes do some autograph signings and such, which we would absolutely never do. I will tell one funny story. I won't say the names.
Come on.
No, I can't.
Make it fun.
I can't.
Come on. I just had the whole Italian mafia.
I'll throw you a softball.
I'm going to be like Gargamel.
I'll throw you a softball.
Fighting a bunch of Smurfs.
Because, again, you don't know. You know, like what happened to us, we don't know that it was the player who did it. So we flew up, a Buccaneer and I, and he was doing this autograph signing at a huge signing with Super Bowl MVPs and legends and the whole nine yards. And so I'm always trying to get stuff for the charity event I was doing with Kevin Carter. So I had a Baltimore Raven helmet. Is that enough? Do I need to tell you any more?
Nope.
Okay. So I asked this particular ex-Baltimore Raven to sign the helmet, and he did. And then we went about our own thing. Next thing we know, his handler comes over and says, the player wants to know, or he said, you owe $225 for that autograph. Well, the player that I was with basically told the handler to pound sand, get out of here. Now, does that mean that the player sent him over? Does that mean handler goes, hey, let me go get that for you? You know, you don't know how it all played out. So,
well, according to my correspondent, DJ Tony Orozco from Orozco Elite, His rebuttal is, I'm only here so I don't get fined by a Knockout Radio.
Well, but see, that's a lie because he's not here.
he was giving me advice on what I should be saying for my legal team. That's my...
That's your legal team.
My legal response.
His daughters might be representing you, but interesting.
Tony knows the system. He's a goat.
But we'll see on November 2nd.
We just signed another athlete to the team, Arnold Adams, the boogeyman. So, team's growing. You can jump on board, Randy.
I saw an incident with him. It was pretty funny.
What's that?
Well, somebody was talking to him about something, and he goes, "Do you know who I am? I'm the BKFC heavyweight champ." I think they were asking him, like, to move the trash bucket, or it was something pretty.
Well, he's like the Jim Miller of BKFC.
Well, no, he's not. He's got 47 more fights.
Actually, he's got more championships.
But championships don't. It's not the.
It's everything.
No, championships
is everything.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Jason Kelce would not be a Hall of Famer if he didn't have the Super Bowl.
You are an idiot, but whatever. Okay.
I mean, that's it. I mean, just playing 13 years for a mediocre team doesn't make you a
stats.
Champion.
Stats.
Stats. How many touchdowns did he have?
Go ahead, Google it. Do something. I mean, his numbers are, yes, he would be headed into the pro football. Does it help? Of course it helps.
Jason Kelce's stats.
Oh, my God. God, what is it?
All right. Looking it up,
and you can be in a Hall of Fame and not be a legend.
He is the center. He wears number 62. He played 15. He played like every game. I mean,
in linemen, it's hard. In offensive linemen, it's hard. And being the center is hard because there are no stats. I thought you were talking about the other Kelce. And he's a Hall of Famer.
For sure. Travis is all...
Because of who he's dating.
He's probably, that and plus...
No, just he's made it in the Hall of Fame because now at the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction, if they're still together, if not, the song will be the number one song of all time.
No question, the breakup song.
Yeah, the breakup song. But, it's already written by somebody.
And it will be something about a ring. I mean, the song's got to be about a ring. Super Bowl ring,
ring. He's a shoe-in if they're still together because she'll be there.
But not top tight end of all time. I mean, Gronk has got to be probably the greatest tight end of all time.
The stats. We need to see stats.
He's got the hardware.
Well, he definitely has, the rings, obviously. And a lot of people think he is the greatest tight end of all time. And I know that I've never seen their podcast, but I've seen some of the reels on Facebook, and they have talked about Rob.
Yeah, I
mean, he's getting better on TV though.
Yeah, he's great.
Well,
he's not doing the crazy stuff like he did.
You should have seen him where we saw him at the Navy Army game.
Oh yeah,
he was doing crazy stuff.
He did push ups.
Well, he did push ups. He dove. He jumped up into the stands.
Into a bunch of semen. When was the last time you jumped into semen?
Never.
I got the CBs behind.
I know that. Well, the CBs have nothing to do with semen.
Are you offended by the guns in the...
And semen is an E1.
Are you offended by the guns?
I mean, no, you can't it's a bumblebee.
You can't have guns and like from propaganda. Like that's offensive.
Why is that offensive?
To the non-gun owner.
One has a hammer. The one has a wrench. And the other one has what appears to be a sawed-off Uzi. Not sure what that is.
I mean, but everything's offensive now.
No, it is.
You can't have anything like, you can't personalize anything because then somebody's offended by your personalization.
But that's why the disagreement I had on the conversation that I had on Facebook with the Philadelphia Eagle, who said Kelce's the greatest Eagle of all time. And to my credit, I didn't say you're a moron. I just said I disagree. And typically I would say gold jackets, and he will have a gold jacket, which, again, being a center, it's so hard to judge. But, they've had, Reggie White, first one that comes to mind. Granted, he moved on and then, went to Green Bay. Do you know the story about why he picked Green Bay?
No.
One of the reasons why he chose Green Bay? I'll let you know when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Buck Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here about another half an hour from Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Romero will be playing. He will be fighting in the PFL / Bellator condensed. What?
You're welcome.
For what?
For the liner. I got that liner.
Oh, good for you.
Odds
have already come out for UFC 300.
Okay.
Who do you think is favored, Max or Justin?
Justin.
That would be correct. Who do you think would be favored, Jim or Bobby Green?
Bobby Green.
Bobby Green.
So I just got gifted unboxing videos. These are very popular on the internet where basically kids and people like get gifts and then they open them live and describe what it is. So,
well, first of all, it's already open. So,
technicalities. Editor. Okay, here we go. Let me pretend like I'm opening this thing up.
All right, so what is this?
We got a picture of
the newspaper clipping.
The taco guy.
Of a magazine.
And a Brazilian guy. So it must be like something.
Tito Vitor. Yeah, so, September 28th, I was there.
So
that's a poster.
Mexican versus a Brazilian. Which one are you taking?
I'm taking the American.
The Brazilian steakhouse, or are you taking the cantina, Tino's?
We need to still get down there.
Yeah, we do.
To Tito's restaurant.
Yeah. Right. Which one are you going to take?
I'll take Tito. All right.
Oh, so, Chuck Liddell, Randy Couture trading card.
Oh, very cool. That's a poster. This is a poster?
A poster, oh. but it's a digital poster, right?
So it's supposed to be a poster, but you got this instead. So you got hammered, is what you're saying.
Oh, so you order posters, but you receive playing cards. Nice.
Yeah, I guess maybe you gotta read them. Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, our producer is not good at reading. Here, let me see the other card.
UFC 74, Couture versus Gonzaga, who went on to be BKFC, won BKFC fight in Tampa, actually.
GSP versus Josh Koscheck here in the back.
Koscheck. That's a guy I haven't heard the name in a long time. Bring him back for 300.
a Forrest Griffin, Koscheck. Bring back, who is the...
You're going to say something stupid. No. I hear something stupid coming.
Kloppenhager? What was that kid's name?
I don't know.
Did he go to jail for, like, attempted murder?
Yeah, okay.
Like, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Was that who it was?
Was he the one that beat up his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, bring Lee Murray out.
Who's that?
What?
Lee Murray.
You don't listen to anything.
What are you talking about?
Lee Murray is in prison in Morocco for the largest bank heist.
Well, what's he going to do with the UFC?
Lee Murray was a fighter. It's the big famous street fight that I just left. Big famous street fight after UFC 40-something Matt Hughes defends against Carlos Newton. We take a bus to this nightclub. Okay. I'm hanging out with Chuck, and I remember this one. The server walked by we're starving. There's no food there. The server walks by with like a tray of food, and she goes, "Would you like?" And Chuck goes, "Yes." And we take the whole plate and put it down so that we can, you know, have some food. And then I went back to the hotel, and that's the big famous street fight where Lee Murray jumps Tito, and it's a big brawl in the back of this nightclub.
Wow, yeah. You were there.
Well, I wasn't there for the fight, like I just said. I left and already went back to the hotel because I was leaving in the morning to go to Paris.
So you were involved. You were an accomplice.
I started it, and then I left.
You're an instigator. You are an instigator.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
I've seen you on flights.
Yeah.
seen you in arenas, seen you $1, trying out for the Bucks.
I'm not trying out for the Bucks.
I saw your 40-yard dash.
Back in the day, it was good.
You do better backwards nowadays.
Back in the day, don't kid yourself.
You couldn't beat Cat Williams in a race.
Back in the day.
Cat Williams runs like a 4.6.
Back in the day.
4.5.
Back in the day.
How fast were you?
Back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Could you outrun Warren Sapp?
Warren Sapp, see, the big one of the numerous fallacies about Warren Sapp, A, great athlete, could slam dunk. Okay?
Yeah.
And I used to do a thing back in the day about call a friend. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Uh-huh.
You know, who would you call? From the Bucks. The most popular answer of the Bucks 2000-ish, 2002, in that area, was Todd Yoder, graduated from Vanderbilt, and Warren Sapp.
Why would you want Todd Yoder as a... What's the thing? What do you need help with? Get off an island?
No, whatever the question is. Who wants to be a millionaire? Where you would have
who's the most intelligent?
Right, okay. You know, Todd Yoder from Vandy,
okay,
with a chemistry degree. Never thought that he would go and play. And I've got one of his Redskin jerseys. And I only said it because I like saying the word Redskins.
You like to offend people.
It's not that I'm offended, people. Did we just come back from break, or were you supposed to be going to it?
No, we just got back.
Okay, I don't remember.
No, but have you seen that Sylvester Stallone? He talks about Dolph Lundgren. And he said the reason that he hated him, he's like, I hired him to play in the Rocky because I just hated him. He had this massive frame and like the look and the eyes and the lips. And but he was like a chemist and a physicist. Like he was just like this super intelligent guy that would have like the perfect physique and the body. And you never know. Like sometimes some of the greatest athletes are very cerebral.
Arnold and Stallone hated each other.
Yeah, well, they
clearly
because
it was a competition thing.
Well, because there was no defined role for that role in Hollywood at the time.
Where
the body told a story versus like the actor.
They both hated each other.
They did.
And then when Rocky was up for an award and Arnold got it, the hatred went to a whole new level.
But I don't think either one of them would have been as good an actor if the other one wasn't there as a competition.
Hold on a second. You always say stupid things. You just called them both good actors.
Well, but
neither one of them are good actors.
Well,
neither one of them are going to win, you know, big awards.
Maybe not actor is the correct word.
No, it's not.
But their role in Hollywood is undeniable.
Absolutely.
They changed the landscape of film and cinematography.
Tell me any other movie that's had 8 sequels. Well, Fast and the Furious,
right?
You know, has had that many. But other than that,
sure.
Star Wars.
I mean,
they've had 6.
Yeah.
Yep. And Rocky's at 6. And even though they don't count Creed as Rocky, at least the newest one's not, but you sort of have to include it now that he may even be back in the next one. So that's 6, 9?
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, but they pushed each other. You know,
that's what it was.
Like Batman. Batman needs the Joker. You know, like every hero needs like a villain, right? Like, so there's
that's who you think the Joker?
You don't think
the Joker over Penguin?
Penguin.
Come on, Burgess. Give Burgess some love.
Come on.
Give Burgess some love.
Really, what did the Penguin really do?
Well, he got on that sub. Did you ever see where it was all of them against Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Now, I've seen that movie. I haven't seen Godfather. I haven't even seen Scarecrow or whatever. What's the other one? What's the other gangster movie?
The Scarface?
Yeah, Scarface.
It's Scarecrow?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Wizard of Oz?
Like, hey, I'm just saying. I've never seen any of that, but I saw when all the...
You look like Willy Wonka today with that purple shirt on.
Yeah, it's okay. It's nice. It's all right.
Do you think the Penguin would rent that Airbnb in Brooklyn?
He would just take it.
$200.
He wouldn't rent it. He would just come in, you know, with that cigarette thing. Wah, wah, get on. Wah, wah, wah. Good old Batman and Robin.
Yeah, when they still had the...
Adam West.
What if the UFC went with, like, subtitles where, like, as soon as somebody got punched in the face...
Bam.
Like, bow. Bam.
That'd be a great commercial. I'd like that.
Right?
I think it would work. I really like these posters that Steve went out and got.
It's awesome. I mean, these are posters for, like, an Italian guy's bedroom. Like... It's life size.
I didn't know you wanted these posters. I have some posters I can give you.
Yeah, and they're signed.
Yeah, we'll put some posters here.
They're signed. Actually,
no.
Could I take my frame to Vegas? Like, because you know the one from Japan, and Rampage to be on it, so I can get his autograph. Bader will be there.
I'm going to say no. We don't get autographs on Radio Row.
Oh. Well, what if it's off radio? What if, like, they're walking
in? Oh, you get them outside? You jump them?
What if, like, not jump, I mean, more like, you know, persuasively encourage them to sign it. Forcefully. What if the Penguin and I go up and we're like, ah, whack.
If you can get Burgess to be there, not only did he die in Rocky, he's not with us.
But that's the coolest UFC poster I've ever seen, is the Japan one.
It is.
Got Japanese writing on it.
Yep. I have the Brazilian one too.
It's got Frankie Edgar on there, Benson Henderson.
Oh, I'm well aware. I was there. It was a great card. It was a great event.
Why are they not going internationally anymore?
They're going to get back to it.
You think so?
It's all COVID related.
No.
It was COVID related, well, stopped it, and now they've gone back to Australia. I mean, they
yeah, I guess they
do. You know, and that's what, you know, came out not too long ago, that they are going to start leaving the Apex. They're going to start moving those cards back out on the road.
Well, something happened with Dubai, right, at the location? Yeah.
So. Well, no. Allegedly, they were not happy with the card.
Oh, they didn't like the star power. Like,
or lack of. Right. And so they put their foot down.
So are you okay with people wanting, like, I mean, are you, which side are you taking? Are you glad the UFC stuck by their guns and brought it back to the Apex instead of, you know, changing the fight card based on an outside influence?
Well, no, it got changed. They're going to make a stronger card and do it later, you know, in the year.
Oh, okay.
So it got pushed back a couple months.
Okay.
You know, they're investors. Sure. You know, there's a big difference between an investor and, you know, whether you're going to go to Salt Lake or Anchorage or Daytona or Miami. So, you know, they're part owners of it. So, yeah, they said we want bigger star power.
So what do you think the biggest fight card could be for that potential fight? Like, who's the two biggest stars right now in the UFC that would make the Saudis or another international company?
Connor.
Investor. Yeah. Chandler, Connor.
I'm just saying Connor. I mean, Connor could fight the Penguin, you know, and it's going to sell out. You know, some of the other, you know, the other champions of names neither one of us can pronounce.
Yeah.
You know, that would bring it.
Are you excited about the first ever Chinese versus Chinese for the championship belt?
You know, I don't know about excited. And to me, that doesn't mean anything. To me, I don't care. Chinese, Japanese, French, German, I don't care.
But it's the first time.
This is going to be a good fight.
Chinese, oh, female.
Congratulations.
Former champ versus the current champ.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't care. Chinese, black, white, green, yellow, gray.
Is it okay if I ask in the media interview, like, how long have you been a Chinese fighter?
That'd be great.
Because that's what they did to Doug Williams.
I understand that.
How long have you been a black quarterback?
2.5 weeks. I used to be a black wide receiver. That's what he should have said. All right, final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. For talking about a bunch of nonsense for the past 3 hours, this show has flown by. We will look at this weekend's UFC card. Sean Strickland, Dricus Duplessis, when we retire.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. Here, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. I got, yo, Adrian, Coffin Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Hey, yo, man, how that sound, man? I don't want to sound like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
There's a disco inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
All right, we are back. Final segment coming to you from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility located here in Pinellas County. Next week, coming to you live. If I make it back from the cold torture that I'm being taken to this weekend.
Buffalo?
We go to Buffalo, then we head over to Toronto, fight, and then we may, I'm not sure yet, go to Detroit for the game on Sunday.
Oh, well, it's all the same area.
Yeah, it's all cold.
It's all up there.
It's awful.
It's north.
Let's look at this weekend. UFC 298, your champion Sean Strickland against Dricus Duplessis.
I think Duplessis takes that title.
Do you really?
I do.
I like both guys. I really do. I think both of them can win, and I think both of them could lose. That's normally what happens in a fight.
That's what happens, but I'm going to take Duplessis.
But Neil Magny on the card?
Neil Magny.
Mike Mallett.
Raquel Pennington.
Yep. Chris Curtis.
Yeah, Blades.
Who we? That's not the Blades.
Chris Curtis Blades?
No. Do you see Chris?
What's his
name? Oh, my God.
Who is that?
This is Chris Curtis.
Oh, Curtis. Oh, I feel like we talked to him before. Is he the one that took my gladiator name? Does he call himself the gladiator?
Chris Curtis out of Extreme Couture. We see him there all the time against Marc Andre, who was supposed to be on the show. Marc Andre Barreiro. Arnold Allen against Movsar.
Not the action man.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong guy, moron.
I am.
Brad Katona.
Oh.
Two-time Ultimate Fighter champ. Sean Woodson, who was going to be on. He's the chef, so we'll speak to him up in Canada, taking on Charles Jourdain. Jillian Robertson, who's been on the show numerous times, on the card. Who's on the early prelims? Sam Patterson. Jimmy Flick. Going to be a good card.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Dominic Reyes was supposed to be on this card.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not going.
Because of Reyes?
Reyes ain't there. I'm mainly going to protest because it's going to be so freaking cold.
Yeah, but it's going to be. I mean, Ricky Simon on this card?
No, that was last card. Sorry, I got a green light. He lost that fight. All right, don't bet on Ricky Simon next time.
Unless you can go back in time.
Yeah, that's it. But no, I mean, going to Canada. I mean, I guess that's UFC leaving the country. And they're starting to get back.
Not I guess, it is.
Kind of.
How's that kind of?
It's just like right over the water.
It don't matter. It's still leaving the country.
I mean, it's further from St. Pete to Tampa in distance across the water than it is across over the Rainbow Bridge going into Toronto.
I don't know.
Same thing.
We're going from Detroit to Windsor.
Yeah, same thing.
It's right over.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing.
It's kind of the same, only it's a different country, different money, different language in some parts of Canada. Different major sports.
Is George St. Pierre a big name in Canada?
I would say yes.
You think so?
Yes. I would think so. Yeah. Why, you don't think it is?
I don't know. I've heard that he's not a big, like, he's not as big a star as he is in America. I think people here know him a lot more than people do.
I don't think so. I think you're told by the wrong people.
Wow, my people are pretty good.
Obviously, they're not.
You don't know that. They're Mounties. They have horses. They got intel.
GSP.
They're like the Paul Revere of Canada.
GSP would be a bigger name in Canada than here.
I don't know.
All right, we need better drapes. Is that what we're being told?
Yeah, that's...
I've never seen somebody get so upset about the drapes.
he's upset.
Well, we'll have the backdrop moving forward.
Well, if we get a poster, like a real poster.
Compass, you know, banners and signs took care of my banner.
That's true.
Our backdrop is done.
Yeah. Why didn't we have it? Why don't you have it here?
It's in the car because I wanted to unveil it next week in Orlando.
Oh.
First of all, because you come so late, you know, it needs to be put together. You know, it's stanchions and such. We can't have Steve doing
that. You know the talent can't get there for setup. It's a timing thing.
No, I understand that.
You've got to come in.
I totally get it. Unfortunately, nobody here on the show has talent. Oh. So we should all be breaking it up, breaking it down. You know, What the Buck had somebody fly in from, like, Scotland to help them break down their stuff on Monday.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? They pulled that in.
That's a real production.
It certainly is.
Is COVID still a thing over there?
COVID's a thing everywhere.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's going around again. I think there's a new strand. Are you excited?
What?
I thought you were going to try it. Get in line.
Oh,
and try
my God. First. You want me to die so bad so you can get 6% of Knockout Radio.
I'm just saying. There's a new strand coming out. Like, people like the premieres. They line up. They camp out overnight. Like,
have you ever camped out overnight for anything?
I tried one time for like a Black Friday, Best Buy, Doorbuster, stupid thing I did over at Tyrone Mall. And I stayed up all night, waited, and like 6 a.m., got in there, nothing left. You know, and then I go back at like 2 in the afternoon, and the same thing is same price, same thing, and there's like 50 of them.
I've done numerous. I stayed out for the Black Friday to get the Furby for the kids. Mm-hmm. I stayed out right up the street on US 19 in Pinellas Park, where there used to be a Ticketmaster, and camped out all night to get Alabama concert tickets.
Which there's controversy in the Alabama, right?
What's the controversy?
Well, they're not all family members, right?
They never were.
Like, there was like a studio drummer. There's only 3 of them, not 4.
Correct.
Is that, you know?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Make sure
so it's not controversy.
It's controversial.
No, not at all. That the record label thought 4 looked better, and Mark, the drummer, was a studio drummer. You know, he was a hired gun until he was no longer hired anymore. And now they have another drummer that just is not one. Well, now there's only 2. It's kind of like the Bee Gees. They went from 3 to 2 to 1. It's not the same. Randy Owens.
Is there anything you would camp out for today? In today's modern world, something's coming up, something's going on. I mean, is there anything that you would stay out all night in the cold and the elements? You know, sleeping on a sidewalk?
A lot. Well, first of all, I can sleep anywhere. A lot would depend on guarantees. You know, back in the day, you're not guaranteed. You don't know where your seats are going to be. You know, like Garth Brooks.
Didn't he just get kicked off of a tour?
Like Garth Brooks?
He asked to be a part of a tour, and they said, no, you get booed too much, and he retired from music.
What are you talking about?
I just saw it. I just saw a video, a viral clip of it this week. Like, literally, if you Google it, look it up. Garth Brooks gets rejected. He offered to join a tour, and the country guy said, no, like, you're too... You get booed. It's not good for our image.
Oh, my God. I honestly hope you get sued.
I'm telling you. I saw it on Facebook.
Well, trust me. You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'll find it.
Well, dead air's not good.
Well, I'm looking for it. And while we're waiting for, like, you know, confirmation, tell everybody where you can be found. You're back on the mats, I hear. You're training jiu-jitsu again.
That's the plan.
So,
haven't yet. I drove over to East Bay, you know, where my buddy has a school. Legs and I, you know, we met up with him up in New York City. He wasn't there. So I'm thinking about that. I was with Ali Marpet, who wants to hit the mats. We're going to get a nice little class together.
So are you kind of guy, do you have to have like a defined enemy or a person that you're training for to get you motivated, to like get, you know, held accountable to show up? And okay, here it is. He gets booed a lot. Oliver Anthony rejects Garth Brooks' $5 million offer to join his Can't Cancel America tour. Facebook fact check, baby. The internet never lies, never lets me down.
Yeah, sure, it never lies.
Garth Brooks is a has-been. He's not a ticket seller. No, you wouldn't have to wait in line anymore. No more camping out. Nobody even knows who he is.
Oh, my God, you aren't the dumbest human I've talked to all day.
This guy right here is the king.
This guy.
His name is
Oliver
Anthony.
Yeah.
Or okay, Anthony Oliver. I don't know which one's which.
Okay, all right.
But look at that face. That's a face of a guy you want to be friends with.
Okay. I'd rather be friends with Garth Brooks so I can go to the concert.
Well, he got rejected for a $5 million. He said, I'll pay you $5 million to join your tour. And he said, no, you're bad for me. You get booed a lot. Got no interest.
Okay. Well, A, that's facts. Fake news.
This is not fake news. This is the internet. It's real.
So that's why I'm saying
everything you see on the internet is real.
I would hang out, you know, possibly for Garth Brooks.
Old Garth Brooks.
I would hang out for Taylor Swift.
Would you really?
Oh, absolutely. Shut you could turn those tickets around?
Well, no, not for the financial reward end. I mean, no.
You know, I would do it for my kids. My granddaughter, you know, has gone to see her. I would do that. I would do anything for the kids.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
But for you personally, is there anything you would camp out for you personally? What's your number one thing, like your bucket list or your favorite thing to do? What would you want?
Nothing.
Don't say that.
Nothing. I don't know what it would be.
Come on.
I don't know. There's nobody I really want to go see, you know, that would make it. I mean,
who's the biggest star in Europe? If you could hang out with one person today after we leave the show,
Rocky Balboa.
No, he's in Philly.
Well, he's not in Philly. He's in LA or something. He's
bronze.
No, I couldn't answer it. I don't know. I don't know anything that would drive me to that I want that bad. You know, and it has nothing to do with overnight or I don't know. I there's no concert I really want to go see. I finally completed. We didn't talk about the biggest thing. We got 2 minutes to talk the story.
Sure.
So Steve and I fly to Bogota, South America to go to the Kiss Scorpion concert.
Yep.
Steve had one job.
Yeah.
And he blew it. I'm sitting with Eric Singer to complete my four. I drove to Fort Lauderdale. I sat in the car as Steve drove to Fort Lauderdale.
For Paul Stanley.
For Paul Stanley. I met Gene Simmons at the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Right.
Tommy Thayer did our charity event in Nashville. So I'm sitting with Eric Singer, and Steve doesn't take the photo. Eric Singer says, and I know I'm trying to talk quick. I have a minute left. Let's do it tomorrow when we're in face paint. Got blown off. We're at the CES. We got separated because I run fast to kind of get things done. So Steve tries to make me feel bad. And he goes, oh, you don't care where I'm at? I'm here with Eric Singer. Come on. Right? He could have said anybody else, and I would have believed him. Eric Singer. I go, you're so full of crap. So he directs me where he's at. Awful. You know, he doesn't text. He speaks, and then it changes words. So I go to where I thought he said he was because I felt bad. He was upset. I then go to the pinball place where we were at. He goes, you're not at the pinball place. I go, yeah, I am. And I take the step, and I turn to my left, and I see him, and I walk over. You know who he's with? Eric Singer.
Wow.
We flew to South America, and here he is in Vegas, where he lives.
Eric Singer is the Jim Miller of rock and roll.
Well, he's the former drummer of Kiss.
Nobody knows who that is. Oh, he's in Alabama, too.
I'm done with you.
Well, congratulations. You completed your four Mount Rushmore.
It's not
Kiss.
My Mount Rushmore. It's the four of Kiss.
That's the Mount Rushmore of Kiss.
Well, it's not.
Are there other Kiss people?
Yes, of course. You are an idiot. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Cool Breeze. Next week, Steve and I will be in. Matt will be.
Kiss of death.
Goodbye, everybody.
Congratulations, Randy.
My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Power for power, I will never break down.
Big
no, sir, I don't mess around.